producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, as you all know, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. Ellen Ratner, always on the job before Turkey Day. Hey, Ellen, you know, before we dive into it, are you going to be there for the pardoning of the turkey at the White House?
Well, you know, I'm usually there for the pardoning of the turkey, but ever since I got my own turkey that who died a year ago, my beautiful Pavo, I've let other people go. I used to go just so I could pet the turkey, but my beautiful turkey, he died a year ago, but now I have other turkeys.
Good. So did you name them as well or no?
I know they're not named. It's sad, but my beautiful turkey, you know, I literally had him stuffed, not the kind where you eat, but the kind you taxidermy. And he lives in my living room, and I do, every time I go by him, I give him a hug and kiss.
I love it. I love it. I love the things that you get attached to, by the way, Ellen.
I get attached to strange things. It's true.
You and the penguins and your turkey.
Oh, my darling penguins.
Oh, man. In a different life. All right. So I guess I wasn't expecting this, and maybe I wasn't paying attention. I knew that there were some problems, but wow, Chuck Hagel out as a Secretary of Defense. What happened there?
Well, Chuck Hagel, basically, he was fired. There's no question about it. The president praised him as the first veteran, you know, combat veteran who was in this job, et cetera. But the fact is he was fired, and he was fired for a couple reasons. One, they felt that he could not take them to where they needed to go. We're obviously putting more ground troops now in Afghanistan and Iraq. And secondly, he had the temerity to say that ISIL was the biggest threat the United States faced. And it looks like the Obama administration took that very poorly because it looks like they were not watching the store, which, frankly, even though I voted for Obama twice, they weren't.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, you know, Hagel was on Charlie Rose and he started to talk about that and he started to talk about other things as far as defense was concerned. And I happened to see that show and I thought, wow, he's kind of, as I would say, going off of the reservation, so to speak.
Exactly. And that was not popular at the White House.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, so you've got a keen eye on this because you're always doing this convention planning. How about the fact, I'm just going to throw this in because we've had a lot of talk about what happened in the midterms now going on through 2016 and the polls that are coming out and all that kind of stuff because everybody wants to look in the crystal ball. And now it comes out the Democrats are looking at three cities for the convention.
And Brooklyn might be one of them. You're absolutely right, and I'd like to think that, you know, maybe I'm pushing that a little, because when I walked out of the last set of conventions with you, I said, I am not doing another set of these conventions unless at least one of them is in Cleveland, Ohio, or Brooklyn, New York.
Can you imagine if it was in Brooklyn, then you get Cleveland and you get Brooklyn?
If I got Brooklyn and Cleveland, I'm in New York City, you're hearing the subway. If I got Brooklyn and Cleveland, can you imagine what we have so much fun at those conventions, we don't know what to do. And
I
you
love
have
it.
To come to both of them.
Yeah, I love it. I love that you did say that. I remember that. I've had that conversation with you. I can't believe it. But, you know, Columbus is trying to get in there, and so is Philadelphia.
Well, Columbus would be okay because, of course, it's in the great state of Ohio. And, what can I say about Philly? Not my favorite place.
But the cheesesteaks are better.
Well, the cheesesteaks are better, but Philadelphia is Philadelphia, and it's not Columbus, Ohio, and it's not Brooklyn, New York, but we're pushing for Brooklyn.
Yeah, Brooklyn, I agree. Brooklyn would be really, really cool. All right, Ellen Ratner, thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, the big story, of course, punting from that, from the firing in Washington of the Secretary of Defense, really is everything about Ferguson and what now has happened since there is no indictment of Officer Wilson. So no indictment. It took forever to find out why they waited until late into the evening. Happened after 8 o'clock. The announcement, protests are apparently spreading from coast to coast. But in Ferguson, as the president was speaking, because he wanted to react to it, bottles, Molotov cocktails, all kinds of crazy things were happening, actually, on the streets of Ferguson, Missouri, as was predicted, and some other cities as well. We're going to talk to Carl Pittman, a 30-year law enforcement officer, who was with the Houston Police Department. The reaction to that, he was involved in the Rodney King riots and trying to quell that. That's coming up next. But before we go there, here's one of the things the president had to say after the decision came down.
There are Americans who agree with it, and there are Americans who are deeply disappointed, even angry. It's an understandable reaction.
So the understandable reaction, I don't think, is the smashed police cars and the fires that are starting to spring up. And Governor Jay Nixon, that was part of the deal before the indictment was, the lack of an indictment was known, he had called for a state of emergency. So, you know, even something that I got just a short while ago, protesters shut down I-44. So there is lots of crazy things happening. All those boarded up businesses in Ferguson on those main streets, if people could get through, they were in there looting them and whatnot. But Interstate 44 shut down. And police officers, in fact, have formed a line across the highway lines. You have this because of the fact that really the chaos ensued once it was known officially that there would be no charges for Officer Darren Wilson. One of the things that we know that happened that the grand jury heard over and over again was the forensic evidence didn't show what the eyewitnesses said, so the eyewitnesses recounted, where many of the eyewitnesses that were on television, etc., afterwards saying that here's what happened with Michael Brown. Well, then when they were brought to the stand and they were asked, well, this is where you lived here and this is what you said you saw, then they recanted. And that happened time and time and time again. That was one of the certainly one of the reasons that there wasn't a lot of truth there that had to have led to the grand jury's decision not to indict him. But protests are right this moment going on across the country in New York, Chicago, in front of the White House, in Washington, all following the grand jury's decision not to indict Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson. There were reporters who were also had gas masks and who were concerned because they'd be on camera and then all of a sudden bottles would kind of fly by their heads just on the little bit that I've seen. And as I say, a little bit, because of course there's TV cameras everywhere, but you're catching little snippets of things here and there. So if we were betting people, and we talked about this beforehand, we knew that there was a great chance that this was going to happen. Sadly, the hope was that it wouldn't happen, but sadly it has happened. Attorney General Eric Holder is saying that the federal civil rights investigation into the shooting death of Michael Brown will continue, but the violence is the main thing. We're starting to see it. The police are trying to quell it, but there's a whole lot of craziness happening in Ferguson and in other areas of the country. Your two cents, 855-266-5283. Coming up, a short conversation with Carl Pittman. Light him up. See you in a few. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment permanent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Right now we have Carl Pittman with us, Houston-based police officer, and boy, the experience. It would take us an hour and a half to go through his entire resume. But Carl, of course, a very strange day in Ferguson, Missouri. Carl's with Project 21, and we were just talking to Horace Cooper about this from the legal point of view, what happened, how long it took for the no indictment to finally trickle down. But a Missouri grand jury, as you know, decided not to indict Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson in the shooting death of 18-year-old Michael Brown. What's your reaction to what they found in Missouri?
Well, you know, I was just watching the chief prosecutor review the findings, and I was pleased that the evidence and facts apparently were followed by the grand jury and not emotion, fear, intimidation, and surely not politics. So I'm pleased of the outcome. It's sad that a young man lost his life, but the young man's actions surely brought that into play. I'm reasonably sure that this young officer did not just go to work one day and decide that he wanted to kill someone.
Yeah. Were there, as somebody who's a police officer, and we've talked to many, many officers, I have some in my family on this show and others who have called in about when they encounter people and what happens, and different departments do different things. Do you think that this becomes one of those moments where everybody, the boys in blue, so to speak, and the women are talking about this and have been since August as to, geez, what do we do when we get in these situations? And maybe we'll see more cameras because of it?
Well, You know, I've been in this business. I came into law enforcement next year will be 30 years ago. And so, you know, the climate has changed. I am a fan of documentation. Had there been a video of this entire incident, I think this thing would have been put to bed some time ago. But it is the nature of the business. I was a police sergeant in Southern California when the Rodney King riots went down. So, you know, this is what is to be expected in society now. There are confrontations with police officers every day. It is happening more and more. And so the best thing that law enforcement can do is to try and capture as much evidence as possible, and video is pretty good.
Yeah, I absolutely. And now they were talking about they didn't have the budget, but certainly now more places are finding ways to make that budget. And speaking of that, when you talk about Rodney King and you saw what was involved and you were there for the riots and how shocking it was how it got so big all of a sudden. Do you think what they decided to do, the governor there, and what they decided to do law enforcement-wise was smart because of what they had seen the first time around?
Well, you know, obviously they took some preventative measures and not just releasing this on the news and having things just explode out of control. It's a very unfortunate thing that, of course, this entire incident happened. It's an unfortunate thing that this officer has been vilified by many people, including, you know, the attorney general and the president and other, you know, mouthpieces out there that love to attack and use race as a bait point for so much of this. So, you know, I guess we have to wait and see how this thing plays out tonight. There seems to be a lot of people out on the streets. There's a lot of police. And so hopefully, you know, that it will settle itself down.
Yeah, as a police officer, somebody who's been in law enforcement for 30 years, pretty tough, though, to see, you just said this, Darren Wilson and the fact that he may have to resign because I think he feels like there's pressure and how can I be a police officer here?
Well, you know what I would say? I think that is a personal decision that he will have to make along with his family. I do believe that it will be very difficult for him to do his job there. But I tell you what, if I were in a position to give a young man a job, it seems as though he did his duty. He did it within the confines of the law, and that's what we have to ask every police officer to do.
All right. Thank you so much, Carl Pittman. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
So everybody reacting to what has happened in Ferguson, Missouri. I don't know that it's a shock. All of you that called this show for really months when we were handicapping what we thought was going to happen, we thought there wouldn't be any indictment. The piece of information that's interesting is the fact that the witnesses had to recant so many witness after witness after witness after witness. Therefore, some of the stories that we heard were completely erroneous because the witnesses were not reliable witnesses. They were talking about things that happened that they didn't see from where they said they saw, whatever. And that made it very difficult to take what was being said and think that that was going to be enough to charge Officer Darren Wilson with something. And now it becomes, as we just talked about there with Carl, whether or not Wilson can actually stay on the force. Now, that's why we kept hearing that there was a chance he was going to resign, because how could he possibly find himself on a beat somewhere where he's in his hometown and he's a marked man, if so many people are so furious about what this decision was over Michael Brown's killing? And, you know, this goes all the way back to August. And one of the things the president said, and you'll hear more what the president had to say and the prosecutor there in Ferguson, Missouri, coming up in our next segment on America Tonight, is that you need to accept the decision, which is very, very true. This is the decision. That's it. There was a grand jury, and whatever you want to pick apart about that, the grand jury found that there was not the evidence to move forward and to charge him with any sort, with Darren Wilson, with any sort of a crime. So now you've got protesters and cars turned over, and you have a lot of friction happening. I think the saddest thing of all is, you know, you got protesters smashing a police car, you have the businesses looted and set on fire, and to me that's the awful part of this. And this is, by the way, what the Brown family didn't want to happen, and they said so many, many times during this process, after this process. They called for peaceful protests because it doesn't really help any. It doesn't shine a light on what problems there could be with relationships with the police in Ferguson and, frankly, anywhere in this country if you're doing things that are criminal. So the people who are taking advantage, the people who are coming in some cases from out of town, we'll see what the arrest record is like, then this is what you do. This is what you get. You get exactly what we thought was going to be delivered. Exactly what we thought was going to happen. You know, it's interesting, too, in St. Louis, somebody had just tweeted out not long ago that there's been a temporary flight restriction, supposedly, from Lambert Field, the St. Lambert St. Louis International Airport, for incoming flights, not outgoing, but for incoming. So imagine that those incoming flights have been affected. I mentioned Interstate 44. I just got a text from somebody that still is a problem, that you still have officers that are out there in a line, as I mentioned before, straddling the highway, going across the highway. There's been a pizza restaurant that was set on fire in Ferguson. I mean, completely burning on fire. They weren't able to get it out in time to save that restaurant. You had now the tussle over who would get to talk to Darren Wilson first. The networks were all fighting over who was going to have a conversation with him. And apparently one of the things that has come out is that Officer Wilson told the grand jury when he spoke that Michael Brown punched him in the face when he drove back, you know, to him after identifying him as a possible suspect in a robbery. And that's some of these documents now that have been released by the St. Louis County prosecuting attorney, Robert McCullough. You'll hear what he had to say coming up next, Round the Bend, here on America Tonight.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected and more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns and the number 880.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We are respecting people's rights to communicate and that allowing them to do that. However, on the other side, if people are violent or are threatened property, then resources will be used to manage the issues.
Governor Jay Nixon talking about the reasons why he took the actions that he took in Missouri prior to the grand jury lack of an indictment being sprung out there after 8 o'clock Central. It's very strange because the grand jury was released earlier in the day, and I think it was 8 hours later that we finally found out what happened. If you tuned into any of the cable stations, whether it was CNN or Fox or wherever it was, they kept saying, momentarily, we're going to find out what the grand jury is decision was, and that was hours and hours of the same rehash nonsense, I have to say. As somebody who came from the TV world, I understand you got to dance and you got to do a video, but, you know, there was a long time, and that part of that was because part of that was because of the warnings, in other words, informing the family, as they said they would tell Michael Brown's family. They wanted to make sure all the schools were on board with what was happening because schools are off now on Tuesday in the Ferguson area, business owners, all that kind of stuff. I guess some of the word, I shouldn't say business owners as much, but some of that word was trickling out to the right people. And it was pretty obvious there wasn't going to be an indictment because normally you would have known that he would have been picked up almost immediately. From my experience in covering courts in the TV world for about a year, I mean, boom, it's automatic. No matter what the circumstances, if there's an indictment, charges, all that, it happens pretty quickly. So now you've got what's being described as chaos, and I think that's fair to say. Chaos is a good word to describe it. And intermittent types of violence where some crackpot idiot throws a bottle or somebody else smashes a window or a group of people flip over a police car or they set a pizza place on fire. And it's very disheartening because these people that are doing that are hurting their own local community if they're the people from the community. And if they're not, then they need to leave. Why are they there protesting, just jumping into this firestorm and stirring the pot? All right, one of the things that happened in the releasing of the information afterwards is photos were released of Officer Darren Wilson, because this is one of the things that, this is one of the things that was an area where there was the back and forth of, was he beat up? Did something happen? We didn't see any bruises on his face or any of that kind of thing. And that was part of the testimony. Well, what happened and how aggressive was Michael Brown with him and, you know, all of that kind of stuff. And where he was shot, where Michael Brown was shot and killed, now they're pretty much saying, oh, you got to just stay out of there because it is rip-roaring, crazy city. Massively hostile people, and right at this hour, that's the kind of things that are happening there, which there are plenty of older people who live in that community, and how rough is that for them? So now when these pictures circulate, he doesn't look all beat up in his face, and that's caused more tension, and there's pictures of the officer floating around and all that kind of stuff and saying, where are the bruises, and you know, all that kind of stuff. So if you're following what I'm saying, there's a flight restriction at the airport. Businesses have been looted. You've got overturned police cars, a couple of them. You have I-44 shut down in parts, the cops forming a line across it. And I think the thought is to try to stop also protesters from coming in and out of Ferguson. So the protest is spreading. The president came on the tube shortly after it was announced there was no indictment and tried to quell the fears of what was going to happen. But Ferguson reacted, as did many other places in the United States. Now, the prosecutor was the one who finally announced after 8 o'clock, after hearing all day long, they're going to let us know what happened. They're going to tell the world as everybody's watching and the tension is so incredibly high. And, you know, it was like we were seeing previews for 5 hours on this thing. And sure enough, finally, that did happen very, very late in the game. There are a couple of crazy things, I think, in this whole case that were rather strange. And one of them is the timing of the release of, you know, the announcement. Just release the announcement and let's move on with this, because why wouldn't you want to deal with the crowds earlier instead of tempting that whole night thing to happen, which is when the violence and when the craziness really, really goes on? So Robert McCullough, who was the prosecutor from the prosecutor's office, said that part of the problem was, as I mentioned at the top, that the facts contradicted just quite simply what the witnesses were saying. And here he is with that.
The grand jury considered whether Wilson was the initial aggressor in this case, or whether he was, or whether there was probable cause to believe that Darren Wilson was authorized as a law enforcement officer to use deadly force in this situation, or if he acted in self-defense. Once the autopsy findings were released showing that Michael Brown had not sustained any wound to the back of his body, no additional witnesses made such a claim. And several witnesses adjusted their stories in subsequent statements.
And the other thing is just flat, you know, simply, what did the jury look at? What were they considering evidence-wise? All right, so McCullough basically said when what the jury was considering as far as the evidence was concerned was the witnesses, was many of the details, much of what was collected at the scene, all of that. You know, it goes to the, wouldn't it be great if you had a video cam in every single police car? And, of course, that's not the case in Ferguson. But then it can, you know, you can dispute some of what's being said. So whatever the witnesses were saying, well, here it is on tape. I really think videotape is a brilliant thing because theoretically it should protect all people all the way around. Somebody who's being approached by a police officer in a simple traffic circumstance or something else more violent or whatever, just whatever the circumstances, then you have it there on tape and you don't have to deal with, well, they said and they saw and I saw that and I can't believe what I saw. And that's literally what it was. They were shooting down, pardon the pun, every single person that came up. There was forensic, flat-out evidence to say, well, no. And then they recanted, realizing, oh, I can't be on the stand. I'm swearing to tell the truth, the whole truth. And then they're recanting what they were saying. So credibility was absolutely a big part of this. You have to have credible witnesses as to the facts of what happened, or you believe the facts to be, and they didn't have the credible witnesses to do that, and that really blew this up and led to the no indictment, because how could you have an indictment then? That would not be the law. That would not be following the law. But it's touched a nerve, obviously, and as someone suggested to me, and you will hear in our next hour, we'll talk with our pal Horace Cooper from Project 21. He says that part of the problem was the mainstream media stoking the fires of it, just on and on, just anything. If any sensational piece that we can slap on here, we're going to slap it on. And I wonder, do you think you could blame, can you blame what we call mainstream media for the things that were coming out of Ferguson, saying that, you know, hey, the things that were presented weren't correct? Well, if you're a television crew and you're on the site, you're looking for witnesses, so you're going to stick a microphone and a camera and whoever's face is there, and you're going to say, what did you see? Tell us what you saw. And then you tell us what you saw, and then that's what happened. So those people were also the same people that the police, who have a much different way of interrogating people or questioning them, asking them for help. So of course, that clashed, and it led to witnesses who just were not credible, you know? I mean, they said, as Robin points out, and as we have said a few times, that he was shot in the back, and of course, he wasn't shot in the back. And listen, I guarantee Officer Wilson, who is young and who is now his life has been turned upside down too as a result of this. I guarantee if he could take back, I mean, the death of Michael Brown, I'm certain, of course. I mean, what officer wouldn't say that when, even in the worst of circumstances, it's not a joyful thing to unload your gun and then be thrust into the national spotlight. I don't believe there is any way, no matter where you stand on this, you could look at this as, oh, massive malice. Come on, there's malice in this. I don't think so. And with these bottles flying and the fires and, you know, you start getting that tear gas and you can't see even with the mask, I'm wondering about some of these reports and the television cameras. A lot of times, eventually, you have to kind of back off because you're just inciting it sometimes a little bit more for the riots and the crowds to go even crazier. And maybe that's a little bit of what's happened in Ferguson. But like I said, we're also seeing this in some other areas too as well. In Chicago, they say in Philadelphia there's some protests. So it's not just limited to Ferguson by any stretch of the imagination. All right, for something completely different, weather is also making big news. Some of you have travel plans and trying to get there and from the East Coast because of another sort of polar vortex. You might be a little depressed. We're talking to a psychologist next.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Tonight, you know, all the weather people today, I thought, oh my goodness, I'm thinking of my relatives in New Jersey and Philadelphia and New York and up and down the East Coast, that the fact that it's going to be crazy wild weather again, and we've had just, you know, last week freezing temperatures in all 50 states, and we're talking about the polar vortex and what's it doing to people and how many people are getting depressed because of the weather. And it was strange. You had the freezing temperatures, then you had people in short sleeves in the East Coast today, and now you have this wild, wicked weather that's going to hit us right in the middle of the holiday. Perfect time to have in our virtual green room, Dr. Frieda Birnbaum is with us, and she's a research psychologist, psychoanalyst, and author of What Price Power, an in-depth study of the professional woman in a relationship. Hey, Dr. Birnbaum, thanks for hanging with us for a few.
My pleasure. Thank you.
So what is it about the weather that brings us down? I mean, because if it If that was the case, it made me think, if I lived in California, remember people in California complain about it's too sunny. So I guess all kinds of weather can affect us, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind complaining about that, I'll tell you, because, you know, there's so much stress around here. We have the holidays and the relatives and the purchases and the, you know, financial stressors. And then the days get shorter and darker. And we close ourselves off, and that's the problem. The light, we don't have the same kind of light we had before. We don't have the same kind of exercises outdoors that we used to do before. We even eat differently. We don't eat the fruits and vegetables and salads. We eat a lot of carbs. And, you know, carbs have you skyrocket and then plummet again. So a lot of factors come into this. It's not just one isolated situation. The days are not full like they used to be.
And it's, so, it's called seasonal affective disorder, right?
Exactly. And with that comes the issue of depression. And with depression, it stays. It doesn't leave. So depression is hopelessness turned inside you. You become hopeless. But it's very simple. You don't have to isolate yourself from the natural resources that you had before. Even having friends, research has shown that friendships help to motivate you and give you a feeling of well-being. So we need to do the same thing. And most of all, face the elements. Why not go out there and have the natural sun on you? As long as you bundle up, you can really enjoy what nature has to give you rather than have cabin fever and hide inside.
Yeah. Is it, could you also do something like, you know, we live in the era of binge TV watching, like make it a special treat. I'm not saying you should just watch thousands of hours of television, but if you're doing the things like you say, bundle up and you're outside, and then there's times when you have to be inside, would that be kind of a good thing to set up sort of treats for yourself?
Well, that's a wonderful idea. You know, it used to be that we would watch television. We'd have one television. We'd be in one room and the whole family would be together talking, doing commercials, reading a magazine. So even that is isolating, but I like what you're suggesting. You're saying have that as a treat, something to look forward to where it's different rather than doing it all the time. But also a main thing is to be with other people. So whatever you do, to try to include some kind of social environment around you.
Yeah, that's, of course, a great suggestion. And what is it about sunlight? You know, is that vitamin D that we all crave or need a little bit of?
Well, you know, our natural rhythms are affected by the sun and light. People who get up in the morning and it's still dark are the most depressed during this time. So the light plays a very big factor. But something that you can do about it very easily, keep the house very well lit. And that just makes up for it. So it's just an easy resource to remember to change the light bulb to make everything brighter.
Yeah, change the light bulbs. I like that. And then you couple that with the holidays, because now we're in the full holiday swing. And why do the holidays make people depressed? Why do so many people dread the holidays, Dr. Birnbaum?
Well, you know, there's so many expectations. First of all, what if you don't have family around?
Oh,
what if you don't have friends around? What if you don't have money? What if you don't even feel good about entertaining or going to parties? But some people are not that sociable. So they get anxious, even about something that seems a happy kind of experience. So a lot of factors that contribute to this kind of anxiety, but there are things you can do about it. You can find and seek someone who's also alone, share the experience. You can go ahead and enjoy the holiday without spending a lot of money or budgeting your income to give only to children or do volunteer work where you're giving to others. And, you know, and research has shown also that volunteering your time and effort gives more happiness than any gift that you could receive. So that's very important to remember. Plus, there's so many other factors. But just imagine people are divorced, What do you do with the children? Their memories of lost ones. It's just a continuation of how to respond. And when you have a memory of a lost one, there's no reason not to share it with others and celebrate those memories. Right away, that brings that person back.
Wow, that's a powerful idea. And I love it. I love what a lot of people do in Thanksgiving, where they go to a homeless shelter or another place where they're helping people who don't have as much, and they just go in and they help serve up the turkey or the drinks or clean up or whatever it might be. And people say that's the most rewarding, and I've done it. And people say, which is not to toot my own horn, but I'm just saying,
it is
rewarding. There is something about doing that you feel it's not that you're doing something colossal, but it warms your heart, I think.
But do you know that psychologically they say, well, physiologically, that your heart beats differently when you give? You feel a sense of happiness. So there's a lot to that. And just imagine what's going on now with shopping during Thanksgiving.
How do you feel about that? Now it's like you can get up from the dinner table and go shopping because it's open all night long.
It's obnoxious. I'll tell you, soon they're going to bring the store to you. You'll have no choice.
I agree. It's crazy.
I mean, they're going to bring it all in to your house. I mean, this is how bizarre it is already.
Yeah.
So, you know,
I think it's overload. I think it overloads us, overwhelms you.
It's sad, you know, when we come to this country, when you travel somewhere else, and you see the glutton of consumerism and all these malls, and you think, do we really need all this? And how often do you need this? Now it's taking over other parts of our lives. So it's really going in a direction, it's an epidemic of shopping.
Boy, I so agree with that. How about technology? Do you think technology has affected us, too?
Well, you know, just the other day I noticed that I was going out to dinner with my husband, and couples were texting, and I was thinking, don't they have anything to talk to about with each other? And who are they texting all the time anyway? How many people do you really know that you have to always be texting? So, you know, it has gone to the place I wonder why there are not any more pedestrian accidents, people texting all the time while they're walking, and they're missing all these smiling faces. So, you know, technology is interfering. I have a 14-year-old, and he's with the computer. He's attached to the computer.
Absolutely. And hey, people might not, I don't know if people remember this about you, but you had twins. You were you were featured on like 2020. I remember that story. How are the twins?
Well, they're delightful. They're lots of fun. Hopefully they'll keep getting older and I'll keep getting younger and everything will sort of even itself off. But you know, the funny thing about this is that, I was going to tell everybody I was 10 years younger, and I thought, maybe I could slip by somehow. Then the doctor said to me, you know what, you could make a difference to other women in the world. So I said, okay, you know what, I'll do it. So age has become a real big factor in my life, and it's changed, not necessarily to the negative, but it's changed because my perspective that society needs to catch up to what age really is today. It's different.
Well, I agree with that. How fun to talk to you. Dr. Frieda Birnbaum, thanks so much.
My
great
pleasure.
Advice. Great advice. I hope they take.
I
hope people listen to what you had to say. You had some good stuff. Thanks. I enjoyed it too as well. We'll talk to you again.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules.
bills, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.